In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Please be seated. The seventh petition, but deliver us from evil. What does this mean? We pray in this petition, in summary, that our Father in heaven would rescue us from every evil of body and soul, possessions and reputation. Finally, when our last hour comes, give us a blessed end, and graciously take us from this valley of sorrow to himself in heaven. There's a Christian tradition of making the sign of the cross at that seventh and final petition of the Lord's Prayer, but deliver us from evil. As with all uses of the sign of the cross, it is neither commanded nor forbidden, of course. But the seventh petition is certainly an appropriate time to make the sign of the cross. Because the crucifixion of our Lord Jesus Christ is God's answer to prayer. Not just the seventh petition, but indeed to the entire Lord's Prayer and to all Christian prayer. We pray that God would deliver us from evil in summary of the entire Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven has answered our prayers by sending his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to suffer and die on the cross for us men and for our salvation. We certainly recognize that the death of Jesus is the answer to our prayers for every spiritual blessing. When our last hour comes, we are promised a blessed end because our Lord Jesus Christ suffered a cursed death in our place, becoming a curse for us. We are assured that God will graciously take us from this valley of sorrow to himself in heaven because our Lord Jesus bore our griefs, carried our sorrows, having been pierced for our transgressions and crushed for our iniquities. It is by his death that Jesus has delivered us from every evil of the soul. But it is not only the spiritual blessings that come to us from our Heavenly Father through the cross of Jesus Christ, but every earthly blessing is ours as well, for the sake of Jesus' holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death. Remember how God had warned Adam and Eve that in the day that they ate of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, they would surely die. And yet, in the day they disobeyed God and ate of it, they did not fall down dead in their bodies in that very moment. It is true, they were cursed. It is true that the image of God was lost in them. They were cut off from fellowship with God, indeed spiritually dead. And yet their bodies did not die immediately, though they very well could have. Instead, despite their sin, Adam and Eve received many more hundred years of earthly life. They even received many blessings, earthly gifts for their bodies, their possessions, their reputation. This is only because the blood of Jesus, God's Son, which would be shed on the cross thousands of years later, cleansed them from their sins. If Jesus, the offspring of woman, hadn't come, didn't die on the cross, didn't bruise the serpent's head, then Adam and Eve would have been consumed immediately by the righteous wrath of God right after their sin. And you would be consumed also. It is only because of the cross that we live. It is only because of the cross that we breathe and work, laugh, let alone pray and believe and have eternal life. Or as the Apostle Paul writes in Romans chapter 8, because God did not spare his own Son, but gave him up for us all, he has also with him graciously given us all things. Yes, the cross is God's answer to prayer, and in particular, God's answer to the Lord's Prayer. For the Son of God, Jesus Christ, is not yes and no, but in him, it is always yes. For all the promises of God find their yes in Jesus. And thus, God is our Father in heaven, because his Son died for us. His name is hallowed because Jesus was the once and for all perfectly holy sacrifice for the sins of the world. His kingdom comes because Jesus was enthroned as the King of Kings on the cross, crowned with thorns. His will is done because Jesus obeyed his Father's will, laying down his life for all mankind. He gives daily bread to everyone, even to all evil people, because Jesus Christ, the bread of life, come down from heaven, gave his body and shed his blood for the forgiveness of sins. He forgives our trespasses because the payment for those trespasses was made by Jesus on the cross. He does not lead us into temptation because Christ has crushed the devil's head by his death. And in summary of all these petitions, he has delivered us from evil because his Son has delivered us from the evil of sin, death, and hell by his death on the cross, by his bearing of our sins, by enduring the full burning suffering of hell. Through the cross of Jesus, the cross alone, that God the Father hears and answers our prayers. For the sake of Jesus, who suffered and died, that God grants us abundant blessings of both body and soul. Indeed, how earnestly our God desires to bless us with these blessings of body and soul, so that he sent his Son, his only begotten Son, into the world to bear the cross. In love, Jesus was despised and rejected by men. In love, Jesus bore our griefs and carried our sorrows. In love, Jesus was pierced for our transgressions and crushed for our iniquities. All this he did so that we might have peace, be healed. The cross of Jesus Christ alone, the forsaking of the Son, in the drinking of the cup of wrath, in his substitutionary death for poor, miserable sinners, we are truly delivered from evil. Therefore, as Christians, we are not ashamed of the cross. We do not consider it to be a stumbling block and folly like the world does. Rather, we boast in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. We cling to the cross. We love the cross, because we love what God has done for us on the cross. Praise him for the forgiveness and the healing he won for us there. We thank him that he has delivered us from evil there. Throughout this past Lenten season, we've used the petitions of the Lord's Prayer to guide our meditations on our Lord's Passion. We began on Ash Wednesday with the introduction, "Our Father who art in heaven." Night, Good Friday, we come to the seventh and final petition of the Lord's Prayer, "Deliver us from evil." How appropriate it is that we should meditate on the seventh petition of the Lord's Prayer tonight. For again, the cross of Jesus is God's answer to our prayers. The cross is the way that God has delivered you from evil. But you recall, the Lord's Prayer doesn't end there. One last part, the Amen. If Good Friday and the cross are God's deliverance from evil, we'll have Easter coming. For the Lord's resurrection is God's Amen to Jesus' death. Easter means that the atoning sacrifice of our Lord Jesus Christ on the cross was pleasing to his Father in heaven and accepted by him as full payment for your sins and for the sins of the world. Easter means, yes, yes, it is so. By Jesus' death, you have been rescued from every evil of body and soul, possessions and reputation. By his resurrection, you have certainty that God will graciously take you from this valley of sorrow to himself in heaven. In the name of Jesus. Please stand. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.